So we were talking about J.J. Piccolo's nice start. I call it a start to his career, kind of a start to his general manager career, right? Still in the early stages.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly Brett Veach is off and running, right? Mm-hmm. Probably more than off and running at this point.
I think he's in another like light year of running. He's at hyperspeed.
But have we had a time where the intersect has been there at like a better mark right now? Like your GM's doing some things on the baseball side, you're starting to win.
Right.
You've got a star.
From both sides?
You've got a star on both sides of the parking lot. You got GMs that seem to know what they're doing.
Or how to do it better than the previous regime.
Both teams are, well, I mean, one's dominant and the other is showing signs of being competitive. Like, have we had, I don't know if we've had a time where we've had, you know,
I think the closest,
the line's been moving together versus one's up and one's tremendously down or.
Yeah.
This is a nice spot to be in.
Yeah, because you look at, you know, 85. I think we can all agree the Chiefs weren't on the same level as the Royals.
Mm-mm.
You can look in, you know, the late 90s, 97, 98, 99. The Royals were not anywhere where the Chiefs were, right? With the Marty years going to the playoffs and then losing in the first round every year. And then the only closest thing I could think. Now, there weren't really any, like, superstars on both sides. I mean, I guess you had Tony Gonzalez and Mike Sweeney. I don't know if that counts. Priest Holmes and Mike Sweeney? I don't know. But was 2003 when it was really fun to be a Royals and Chiefs fan at the same time? Because I believe 2003 is when they started with that big win streak for both teams, right? I think the Chiefs started out 8-0. I think that was the year. And they had the offensive line that had Willie Rofe and Brian Waters, Will Shields, Casey Wigman, and John Tate, or whoever the right tackle was. Priest Holmes, Tony Richardson, Trent Green, Johnny Morton, Eddie Kennison, Tony Gonzalez.
It's a loaded offense.
I could go on forever, baby. And then the Royals had their start where they were the best team in baseball. And they had the Tony Pena year, I believe that was 2003. And they ended up the season at 81-81. They went 500.
Juntos Podemos.
Together, or yeah, together we can, right? And that's the only time I think in my life, which was, what, 10 years ago? 20 years ago? 20 years, 21 years ago? That's the closest it's been that I can recall. I mean, 2014, 2015.
But that was the beginning of Andy.
Yeah.
And they were spurred on by the Royals. They weren't, I mean, obviously he took over a mess and
took them to the Indianapolis game,
did turn them around, but there were still kind of question marks as to whether or not, you know,
right.
There were still some questions at that point in time, like, can you do it somewhere else?
Yeah, you but know. I mean, they were both competitive, right? Like, it was like, oh wow, this is the new regime of the Chiefs, and
this is the height of the Royals with the new regime of the Chiefs,
right?
And you now see you see the signs of it maybe then. Yeah,
and now you've elevated it to, and I've had a topic like this on After Hours before where I'm like, if you're a, you know, because I think, honestly, I don't know if Mac agrees with this or if you agree with this, but I think I started to become like a real, you know, diving into sports fan when I was probably like 12, 13. I think that's when it really started to kind of like
it's pretty natural
make more sense.
Yeah.
And I was saying the other night, if you're a 12 or 13 year old kid, ooh, you've got Bobby Witt Jr. and Patrick Mahomes at the same damn time.
Wow.
And it's awesome. Like, we have a buddy of ours, and his son, Owen, is like, it's like the toughest thing to choose because he's got his Patrick Mahomes shrine of stuff and then he's got his Bobby Witt shrine of stuff. And I'm like, this guy never has an off season and he's 7 years old. I'm like, every Sunday is great. Every other day in baseball has been fun. And this is probably the best time to be alive as a Kansas City sports fan in a long time, because not only do the players produce, but you've got general managers and owners that give a rip, right? Like Clark Hunt's, you know, he's got a great job. He's got a successful team and he's got two guys below him, three guys, you want to count Donovan, below him that are handling everything great, right?
And they want to win.
And they want to win and they
want to keep doing this.
They love it. They're addicted to it. Winning is very addictive.
Yeah.
And then you have the other side of it where it's like, we just went to the World Series 10 years ago, twice. And then we've just been nothing but a pebble in the sand for the last 7 to 8 years. And now all of a sudden, guess what else is addicting?
this Royals team, right? We just talked earlier. I'm kind of excited. We get the Royals tonight. I'm going to go to a bar and have a pizza and a couple brews and watch the first couple innings. I'll still make the show tomorrow, I promise. And it's fun. It's great. And it's good for the city because there's trust on all aspects of everything. There's trust in front office. There's trust in roster. There's trust in fandom. And there's trust that your team is going to win more often than not. And that's, you know, that's what it is to be a sports fan. And I, you know, when I was 12, 13, and it was, you know, getting ready to be in that 2001, 2002, 2003 Chiefs run where they were the best offense. Dick Vermeil was crying every Sunday and it was funny and awesome at the same time. And then all of a sudden you got the Royals that are like, okay, maybe this is finally where we're going to go. Tony Pena's great. Mike Sweeney's an all-star. Like, shortly to find out, you know. But no, I think it's great to have both of those teams with now. You've elevated that to now you have an MVP in the NFL multiple times, and we can all think that there's probably going to be an MVP in baseball at some point.
Sure feels like it.
Right? It's great. I mean, sure. I mean, how's your son love it? Right?
Oh, yeah,
he's got to be loving
it. Our kids.
Yeah.
I mean, the back-to-back World Series years.
Right.
Right? Son went the first year, daughter went the second year, and then the third year came about, like, are we all going the third? I'm like, yeah. Like, you don't.
Dad's been to 1, 2, 3 Super Bowl.
I'm like, you don't get it. This doesn't happen every year. And they're like, what? What do you mean this doesn't happen every year? And then the Super Bowl runs, have been ridiculous, where it's just like, this is what happens all the time. And, you know, they don't want to hear about the lean years. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, if we're not winning,
I don't care.
It's almost turned into Ricky Bobby.
Right. Not first, your last.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is.
I was like, high as hell that day, Ricky.
Yeah. If the Royals aren't first, they're last. This is, what is this?
I'm stoned out of my mind.
This is going about. And if we don't win the Super Bowl, what are we even doing here?
Right.
So it's gotten into a little like spoiled territory, but
that's okay.
It's not the worst thing to be at. Like the having the higher expectation levels, I think are okay.
Sure. And you become used to it. And I think that's also the rise, but also can bring the downfall. Like when the Royals get swept by the Rangers, it's like, oh gosh, what are we going to do now? And then immediately turn around and take 3 out of 4 against Cleveland. It's like, all right, we're back, you know? And then last year you look at the Chiefs season and the Christmas Day game, bottom of the barrel. That's where that was the worst feeling that probably all Chiefs fan had. Not only did your Christmas Day get ruined, you lost to the Raiders where their quarterback didn't make a completion for 3 straight quarters. And it's like, what are we going to do now? Fast forward the clock's 3 months and you win a Super Bowl. So it's, or 2 months. And it's like, that's what's great about these teams is that this isn't your Royals team from 4 or 5 years ago where it's like, here comes the 9-game losing streak or the Chiefs of the old where it's like, oh, we get in the playoffs in round one and lose after having a successful season. Or you play Peyton Manning and it's the no punt game when you had the best offense you'd ever seen as a Chiefs fan. Now it's like, all right, let's just wait this thing out. We have competitive teams. We have all-stars on these teams. We have, you know, living legends in Salvador Perez and Travis Kelce on both sides of the field. You have Bobby Witt Jr. and Patrick Mahomes both sides of the stadium. And it's like, what, you're eating caviar, right? You're eating filet mignon every single night. I know.
The women's soccer team's going. We need to get the guys' team going. But other than that,
please,
you know.
I had a question about this real quick. I know this is off topic. Is Peter Vermees, does he have immunity?
Does he have immunity?
Yeah. Or is there ever a time where like Sporting's like, we might want to change things up? And I'm not saying that I'm calling for his head. I just didn't know if he had immunity because they haven't been really that great in what?
Well, they had that late run last year. Okay. Which, and they have the opportunity to turn things over this year.
But have they?
No, I mean, they have things at this season to be able to turn
I just didn't know if he was one of those guys that just gets immunity because he's done so well in his career that's like when he's done, he's done.
There's a little bit of that, I think.
Okay.
Because he has done so much for the franchise.
For sure.
And it's a different beast than football and baseball where.
Yeah. You don't just fire because of.
Well, I'm just saying you're super hands on. Like you've got your fingerprints on a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that makes it a little difficult to extract from that. You don't want to just flush that, but no, if the calls were out this year, I get it, but no, I just didn't know.
They backed him
this year and, but they got to figure things out and probably turn the roster over. And it sounds like, I think that he's gotten I don't think it's the fake vote of confidence. He's gotten the vote of confidence. That you're our guy to do that, but changes are coming. You need to turn it over. But
yeah,
I mean, I'm a big Peter Vermees fan.
No, I think he's great.
I was actually worried that the U.S. team was going to snap him up.
I remember that conversation.
Like,
well, there might be a vacancy soon.
I don't know that he's got the hot name of that now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think if you're going to make that move, they're probably going to go for something splashier, or at least they should. Like, you're going to Europe and grabbing a guy
for sure.
His name got popular when they got Bradley out of there, right?
Yeah.
When they were moving on from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And there's so much politics with those things. I don't know, but I feel like the window of it being a hot idea is gone.
Yeah.
Kind of like to me anyway, Bill Self to the NBA.
Yeah. That's over.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, for a while that was like hot, and I'm like, it's legit. I think you can do it, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, I think kind of the window seemingly is kind of passed on that. It's not, I think the same thing.
So you're saying Dan Hurley slammed his window shut when he turned down the Lakers job.
No, I think it was kind of done before that, but like, I feel like he's college guy now, and that's fine. And he can go and do that, but probably like the strike while the iron is hot time has passed. I feel like it's probably that for Vermees too. I could be wrong, but, I don't think that
you're never wrong.
I don't think that's wrong time. I don't think that the current grumbling sporting fan would be all that happy if I flipped it around and said Peter Vermees would take over the American team and they'll throw you all the stuff he hasn't done well over the last few years here in Kansas City. But and of course my coach of candidate is JJ Redick. So
he's just a candidate for everything.
Yeah, JJ Redick or the American Idol guy.
Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest, I guess. Either one of those two. You know.
Is American Idol.
And Justin Timberlake before the DUI. Those would have been my go-tos.
His tickets got cheaper?
My go-tos for that. 610 Sports Radio, KCSP, Kansas City, WDF, HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Station. So yes, JJ Redick for US. There's only one legitimate choice to galvanize a fan base.
Our players wouldn't even know Justin Timberlake, so that probably wouldn't be a good choice. Be like that cop.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
He said, this is going to hurt the tour.
What tour?
What tour? The world tour.
The world tour. Which world tour, sir? Mine.
Did you ever watch American Idol and ever put a stopwatch to how long Seacrest would hold that?
It's so funny.
This.
Murder.
Is American Idol.
She wrote.
You're like, okay.
Yeah, all right, come here on. We go.
This. And now he's going to be like, this is Wheel of Fortune.
Yes. And Ryan, Vanna's like, I'm out.
You think anybody's going to be like, I'd like to buy a Val Pat and call Ryan Pat?
Oh, I would hope.
I hope they do. I would still take Vanna White out to Green Lady Lounge.
And Vanna wants out. She didn't want to work with them. It's like, I didn't stay for this. I just wanted a raise. Yeah.
Do you think she's actually touching the screen still and turning the letters on? Now that everything's digital?
Not if you're doing it right.
Yeah.
But
she negotiates that in, right? I'm not touching anything. I would just point in the general direction.
Yeah, exactly.
And that letter will go bing.
I wonder if COVID changed that.
Spin. Maybe.